It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, financial planning, time management, marketing and advertising, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. As we do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer. Thank you. And the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Really, Rena, Miriam, Ellie, Dina, thank you. They play a great support role. And, of course, to the great folks at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin. Thank you. Also, special shout-out to the channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Mishpacha magazine Take 5 column recently that featured the interview that we had with the founders of Warby Parker. And before that, the interview we had with John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. And, of course, the interview we had with Christine Comerford as well. We're also on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, iTunes, YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. There's already 30 videos. Tremendous content. You could find it by going to YouTube and just type in Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. Any way you spell it, it should come up. And all the episodes are there. In addition, I want to give special mention, of course, to some recent guests that we've had on the program. And, of course, there you can hear their entire interview by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Some of the guests include Jeffrey Hazlett, Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy, Josh Moore, General Manager at Uber, Stephen Aldrich, he's a Chief Product Officer at GoDaddy, the interview we had with Captain Sully Sullenberger, John Sculley, the interview we had with the CEO of 1-800-Flowers, so many fantastic interviews where they shared great content, meaningful conversations. It's all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. That's the website dedicated for this program. Well, without further ado, going to our great guest this evening, we have none other than Greg Chalker, head of Emerging Channels for Capital One Small Business Card. For those of you in the audience that are familiar with it, that's the Spark business card. Yes, I'm a proud holder of a Spark business card, so that certainly got me excited to try to get Greg on my show. Greg is head of this channel of Emerging Channels at Capital One Card. He's held numerous leadership positions, and of course, Capital One needs no introduction, certainly in the New York, New Jersey metro area. They are one of the top 10 banks in the nation. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss banking for small businesses, the importance of developing strategic relationships in a business, and some other tips about productivity in the workforce. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Greg Chalker. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Amazing.
Thank you so much for having me, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you for carving out of your precious time. You've been at Honeywell. You've been you're running head of Emerging Channels. I mean, at Capital One. You know, maybe you could just talk about the journey. Did you dream about this when you were in high school?
Oh, that's a great way to put the question. No, I couldn't have dreamed that I would have gotten here when I was in high school. Certainly, I was an ambitious young lad at that point. But after high school, I went to undergrad. And soon after that, I started with Honeywell. And I spent time in the Honeywell Chemicals Division. I was there for a total of about 10 years. And I held a variety of roles at Honeywell. I started in operations. I moved into finance and then business analytics. And then finally, the last role I had at Honeywell, I was doing business development within our chemical segment. From there, I got a great opportunity to come work for Capital One. And that was about 13 years ago. I've been with Capital One ever since. And I've worked in almost every department within Capital One in my 13 years. So it's been such a wonderful experience and such a great company to work for. And currently, as you mentioned, I'm the lead of emerging channels for within our Spark Business credit card division. And just is the best job ever. It's, you know, I'm so fortunate to have that job and so lucky to have it. I really do think it's the best job in all of Capital One. We've got a great set of products for our customers and excited to tell you guys all about it tonight.
Now, a question is like this. First of all, I wanted to give a shout out, just check my notes here, to Jeffrey Hazlett and the folks at C-Suite Network. That's where I first heard you on stage in Dallas. And, of course, that's where I got introduced to the Spark business card, and that's when I signed up. So a special shout-out to the folks there at C-Suite. Before we start going into your role and to share with the listeners understanding on concepts such as marketing, what is the Capital One card? And, you know, let's unabashedly, you know, how I know it's great. Let's tell the listeners how that card is so great and how they could actually even sign up.
Yes, I'm glad to. It's our the Spark Business credit card is part of our Spark Business suite of products and tools and services. It's one of our flagship products within that suite of tools and services. It's a it's an unlimited 2% cash back product. It gives you a lot of account management features. It gives you free employee cards. You also have a lot of purchase protections that come with the product. So you have things like zero fraud liability. And the account management function also gives you some ability to create controls and alerts and things like that so that as your employees are spending on your card, you can have a pretty good idea of what they're spending on. And, you know, if they're hopefully spending the right way, then that's great. And if they're not, you can get alerts on that as well. Mm-hmm. Plus, just if you get any, you know, just any weird activity on your card, we also have a lot of alerts that'll let you know about that also. So it's a great product. We certainly feel like it's one of the best out there, and we've been recognized by people like Money.com, NerdWallet, as one of the best credit cards in the business.
Wow. Now, what services, in truth, is this particular question you can answer either from the Spark business card side or from Capital One in general? What services do you provide specifically for small businesses?
Well, specifically for small businesses, I mentioned earlier the Spark business suite of tools, products, and services. It covers a wide variety of products. We like to think of it as a one-stop shop for small business owners. I mentioned the credit card and that flagship product there. In addition to the credit card, we also offer a full suite of banking services. We have checking products, we have savings products, and we also have different types of small business loans that you can leverage. We also offer a couple of other services as well. We have our Spark Pay merchant services. So if you're a business looking to get your merchant capability set up, our Spark Pay team can help you with that. And then finally, if you're looking to set up a great retirement program for you and your employees, we also have the Spark 401k program.
Now, let's talk about the category, the huge category of small businesses. From your vantage point, what constitutes a small business?
They range in size from sole proprietors all the way up to businesses with hundreds of employees. We think of it very broadly, and we try to develop our products and our services and our tools so that we can serve all those needs. Small businesses are located in all sectors of the country and all different parts of, you know, industry and verticals and that sort of thing. So we see them in every corner in the United States. We're also excited about the growth of small businesses in the country. We're certainly glad to be a part of that growth and glad to help those businesses succeed and grow as well.
Now, we know that, thank God we're like 8 to 10 years out from that, you know, big recession that hit 7 through 9, 10, whatever it was. What particular areas would you say that Capital One is, you know, particularly strong in helping, you know, small businesses that went through that, you know, rough and tumble and still came out on top?
We're a company that loves that puts our customer first and loves to make sure that our customers are getting the the tools and services that they need. And if they need something, you know, they can call us. They can certainly work with our work within our website, you know, to get the information they need. But I mentioned earlier some of the purchase protection or the alerts. So if somebody's doing something on your account that they shouldn't be, you know, we give you alerts for that to keep you safe. And then also if you call into one of our elite servicing crews that we have, we can also help you, you know, help you with working through whatever challenges you might be facing there.
Well, we're speaking with Greg Chalker, head of emerging channels at Capital One. The Spark business card, for those of you in the audience that have it already, it's you know it's a great card. For those that you don't, just Google it and you could find out more information. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business show here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Hi, this is Yitzchak Saftlis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzchak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Greg Chalker, the head of emerging channels for Capital One Small Business Card, also known as Spark Business. Greg, before we went for a commercial break, we were talking about the status of small businesses, across the United States and what they went through. Any other thoughts on there before we move on?
Yeah, one thing that's been great is that in the past handful of years, Capital One has a small business growth index where we, you know, check the pulse of small businesses in the country, and small business optimism is at a high right now. We're finding that over 50% of small businesses both feel good about their current environment and the current economic environment, and we also find that over 50% are also excited about the months ahead. So, you know, that's really exciting for us to be a part of that growth and a part of that optimism. We do find that there are some pain points that that small businesses have that we'd love to address with our products. Those four pain points that I like to talk about are: one is that they have to deal with managing their taxes. Also, managing cash flow is really important to small businesses. And then the last couple, one is they like to keep up with the technology within their industry, but it's kind of hard for them. And then time, you know, small businesses like all of us are strapped for time. So our sweet spot to help small businesses in that journey is obviously managing the cash flow. We have a wide variety of tools and products and services that help there. And then also with helping small businesses manage their time. Our products are designed to be as easy and convenient and useful when you need them and where you need them as possible. So we've done a lot of innovation over the years to create our suite of services to be as pain-free as possible.
Mm. Now, I my business happens to be located in the Marine Park area, but anyone, I mean, whether it's the city, whether it's Brooklyn, you see Capital One's popping up all over, which of course is, you know, great convenience. How does, if I may, I mean, I know you're in the business card unit, but you did talk about coming in with Capital One 13 years ago. How does Capital One differ from other banks?
Yeah, I won't talk about the other banks, but what I'll tell you about Capital One is that we're a founder-led company. So Rich Fairbank is our current chairman and CEO, and he founded the company years ago. We're the only top 10 bank in the United States that's less than 100 years old. So As you imagine, with a growth history like that, entrepreneurialism is at the heart of who we are. We got our start in credit cards. Rich Fairbank and one of his business partners started the credit card division and really disrupted that industry through some really innovative products and innovative ways of looking at the industry and just exponential growth from the early days up until now. But it's funny, even though we're a top 10 bank, we feel a lot still like a small business because we're still pretty early in our journey. And so that also, because of that, it helps us, you know, we feel, helps us understand our small businesses pretty well. So that gives us an advantage, I think.
You know, it's also amazing insight, the way you described it. Say, okay, Capital One is now from the top 10 banks, and the only one that came in within the last 10 years, and it's not 100 years old. It's like, whoa. That in itself, it gives tremendous perspective right there.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. It was started back in the 90s, and just an amazing, amazing story. I would encourage anyone listening to look up Capital One's story, but, it's one of the great American business stories, in my opinion.
Wow. Now let's go and go through the subject about small businesses, small business owners, and the like. They really comprise the listenership of this show. For someone who's financially illiterate, and we know many entrepreneurs, sorry folks, are financially illiterate. Again, I'm not knocking people, but just many entrepreneurs will admit it. You know, they're passionate about their cause, what they went into. You have a guy that starts a restaurant. He loves food. He loves making it for people. He loves the environment and the whole. But you know, to say that he's a CPA, he's not. You know, any tips on how they could educate themselves on the financial matters of a business?
Yeah, you've touched on a passion topic for me. for whatever reason, at a young age, yeah, I was very interested in learning how to manage money, and I just knew at that young age that it would be an important skill for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't totally remember why. I just remember, you know, that was the case. And I'll just tell you a bit about my journey, sure, and hopefully that's helpful to your listeners. Sure. I would say that it boils down to two things. I'd start with just seeking the wisdom of others. For me personally, I learned a lot by watching my dad and, watching him manage his money. And I would try to ask him questions as I saw him make a decision and why he made that decision. And, hey, Dad, what is buying a house like? And why would you buy a house versus, you know, rent something or things like that? So I would ask him questions. I would also, any friends or colleagues over the years that as I've grown into my career, you know, any of those guys that I felt like had some success, I wanted to get a sense for what they felt like they had done. So I would pick their brains and ask them questions. So I've picked up a lot of things from my network. And so the first thing I would do is encourage people to just actively seek out their network. For example, for the small business owners in your listenership, they all have accountants, most likely, and you mentioned that they're not necessarily involved in that day-to-day. They want to make their pizzas or they want to run their business. But I would just say that as you work with your accountant, ask her what she's why she's making the choices she's making or why she's recommending what she is to you. Try to understand what she's you know, what's driving her decision making on behalf of your business. So again, the first is to seek the wisdom of your network. The second thing, and I was a bit self-taught in this financial literacy, I got my hands on as many tools as I could. So I read books, even in high school and certainly in college. I took as many finance and accounting and economics electives as I could. I just actively sought to learn more about this this discipline of knowing how money works and knowing how to manage your money. Back when I started the journey, there was no such thing as the internet, so I was reading books. The book I picked up many years ago was Money Magazine's Guide to How to Manage Your Money. Thought it was a really powerful book, and it really set me off on a great journey. But nowadays, you have the internet, which is such a powerful tool. You know, you can go in and research all sorts of topics, and you know. To take it back to Capital One, we also have a site that's you know, can be helpful for our small business owners as well. It's the Spark Business IQ site. That's sparkbusinessiq.com.
Beautiful. Again, sparkbusinessiq.com.
That's correct.
Excellent. Yeah, that's an amazing resource. Thank you. Now, I just to go back on the response you just answered to the previous question, I'm just got to give you a compliment. You know, most kids at that age, right? So they, you know, let's face it, they, you know, to a big degree, they know it all. You know, I'm going to learn from my dad. Oh, you know, what does he know already? And the fact that you are like open minded enough and say, hey, you know what? You know, he's been around a little longer. He knows a thing or two. I'm going to, you know, sit on his knees and learn. I mean, that's really, anytime I talk to a very smart person, it's almost identical, the response. It's very precious. Very precious.
Yeah. No, thank you for that compliment. I would say that I've, over the years, been able to understand situations where I don't know everything and seek to get help from people that do seem to know it. And, you know, there are other areas where maybe I have a little more expertise and maybe I'm the one giving it out. But certainly at that young age, you know, I don't know what it was, but I was just very interested in the topic. And I knew, you know, obviously at that young age, I didn't know anything about it.
Amazing. Now, Greg, you've managed budgets ranging from $10 million to $75 million and have delivered cost savings. This I noted in my research. I mean, how does that work? You delivered cost savings sometimes of 15%. What advice could you give on someone that's managing large budgets and yet at the same time there's that, you know, there's that rubber band effect of push and pull that you got to, you know, deliver cost savings to an organization, but at the same time, you know, keep your eye on the goals that you're set out to do.
Yeah, I like to think about this topic in two ways, and I separate it between the planning phase and the big picture of what you're trying to do with the budget and what you're trying to accomplish, and then the more detailed monitoring and reporting and, you know, managing your money within the budget. So I start with my senior leadership team to understand the type of budget that we're going to have available to us to be able to meet our goals. And I take that that information, and then I work with my team to really try to understand how we're going to allocate the resources that we have available to us to meet all of our organization's goals. And so I spend a good bit of time with them in the planning phase. And you know, maybe we take 20% of our budget and we allocate it to one thing and another 40% to another. But I try to work with my employees to align on that so that we all understand what we have available to us and how we're going to allocate it so that we can accomplish our goals as best possible. And then the second piece of that planning is setting up I hesitate to call it controls, but you know, you develop a level of trust with your team and your associates, and you also kind of put in place either reporting or other mechanisms so that you can check in to see how things are going, to see that we are actually accomplishing the goals that we set out. So once you get the planning phase right, then you move into the more detailed, you know, at least a couple of times a month, I work with my team and my finance team to understand where our spend has been, you know, how it's been trending for the month and for the previous months up to that. Is it on target with what we thought? Are we accomplishing what we thought we were accomplishing with the goals? And so you get into that detail of managing on a day-to-day basis or month-to-month basis, whether you're spending like you thought you would. I personally like to spend a lot more time in the big picture and less in the details. I like to set it up in a way that I'm aligned with my team on the big picture, and then give them enough runway to work within the details to go figure it all out. So that's the way I like to operate.
Wow. Now, it's interesting you mentioned something that also entrepreneurs and small business owners neglect to a great degree, and that is keeping an eye on the scorecard. I mean, you mentioned that you meet a couple of times a month. That I noted that. That's you know, I mean, how much could be said for that, for the importance, the critical nature about keeping an eye on the dashboard as time moves on?
Yeah, and we probably meet a lot more than a couple of times a month, but a couple of times a month, you know, we do that check-in. But absolutely, it's something to stay on top of for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is there any tips on how to spot where, let's say, extraneous expenses are kind of hidden? And again, when you're faced with cost cutting in a certain area, like where to look for, or is it an unfair question?
No, it's a great question, and it's something that a lot of people struggle with. I'm not sure how familiar your listeners might be with the Lean and the Six Sigma and the Agile methodologies that are pretty prevalent in the business world today, but I've been well trained in those disciplines, and I leverage a lot of the key insights from those disciplines to think about how I'm managing the costs. I'll try to summarize it. Obviously, sure. In this short time we have together, we won't be able to give all the details. But at the end of the day, those methodologies are designed to meet customer needs and deliver value-added services and products for customers in the most efficient way possible. They all sort of preach the same methodology about going about that, which is to get really honest with yourself about what truly adds value to your customers and what does not add value. And then there's a concept called the 8 forms of waste that comes out of the Toyota production system and the lean methodologies. But what's funny about those 8 forms of waste, that a lot of those things are actually not obvious. Some of them are hidden underneath the surface. We like to think internally about, we call it the cost iceberg. That iceberg is awfully big up under the water. You know, what you see on top is usually your direct cost and your budget and things that you're working on. But what's under the water is usually a lot bigger percentage of where the costs are hidden. And this methodology of 8 forms of waste and value add versus non-value add are ways to help you look at the costs that are underneath that waterline.
And I love the metaphor about the iceberg. I mean, it's so true as running a small business. You know, there's like, okay, I know how much, you know, it costs to turn the key and the door and the electricity and then the new equipment, etc. But then what we call soft costs are, you know, many times just not totally factored in.
That's right. They're usually really, really big. They're usually bigger than the most direct costs that you see.
Ouch. Now, Greg, as team leader, I've noted that you've improved productivity in several areas by over 50%. My gosh, how'd you do that?
I mentioned earlier the Lean and Six Sigma and Agile methodologies. I certainly leverage those in the way that I think about things. Even for me personally, but when I walk out of the office every day, I kind of ask myself, did I add value today? Unfortunately, the answer to that question is more often than you would expect. No, I didn't add a ton of value.
Give yourself a break. Come on, Greg.
Well, I actually like the. It means I'm being honest with myself, right? It gives me something to work on and to improve upon. But back to your question about productivity, I really think about it in two ways: the top line and the bottom line. It starts with growing on the top line, and you've certainly done some research on my background there, but I've spent time building businesses through partnerships and building businesses through, you know, acquiring new accounts. And so you can't be productive if you're not growing, but you can also be productive by improving your bottom line as well. We've talked some about that cost iceberg, et cetera. But going back to those methodologies I mentioned, again, it's really they've been the foundation for how I assess whether activities that we do internally are value added or non-value added to our customers. And through that concept of 8 forms of waste and through minimizing variability, et cetera, we can also get way more productive in our bottom line.
Folks, my guest this evening is none other than Greg Chalker, Head of Emerging Channels for Capital One Small Business Card. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Since 1848, the quality of Herzog wines has been appreciated by royalty as well as those who aspire to it. Located in its state-of-the-art winery in Oxnard, California, the Herzog family produces a wide range of wines combining old-world value and new-world technology. These wines have made Herzog Wine Cellars the most award-winning kosher winery in the world.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807 extension 3505 or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind your business on 77 WABC. And, of course, around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. In case you're just tuning in, where were you? But no worries. On the Tuesday following the airing of this show, it is up on the website, WABCBizRadio.com. And you'll be able to hear the entire interview that we're having with Greg Chalker, Head of Emerging Channels for Capital One Small Business Card. Well, Greg, first of all, you mentioned earlier about a great website, which really has just a lot of knowledge. Again, that was sparkbusinessiq.com. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Great. Spark Business IQ. For folks out there, just to get a lot of it's really a great resource for small businesses to learn a lot of stuff. And as we've been talking about, you know, many small business owners really need to get up to speed on knowledge on many different areas that have to do with the financial side of the business. And you'll find a wealth of information. Again, sparkbusinessiq.com. Well, again, from your leadership position, Greg, what would you say is the greatest enemy of productivity that employees face today?
I look at that in two ways. There's two different ways that employees aren't as productive as they'd like to be and as we'd like them to be. The first is maybe some form of misalignment between the organization's goals and maybe your skills and expertise and the things that you feel like you bring to the table. And that can come from, you know, from both sides. If there's some misalignment there, it doesn't work out as well. But when, you know, I find that when associates are aligned with they're bringing their full selves to work every day, their full skills and expertise, and that then, you know, supports the organization's goals and missions, and it supports their personal growth objectives, that's when you get a lot of passion out of employees and when they can perform their best. So trying to get that alignment right is really important. And then the second thing that can happen is just, you know, a lot of bureaucracy gets in the way sometimes of people achieving their best. I certainly try to do my best as a leader to make sure that I don't send my team through unnecessary steps or unnecessary approvals for them to get their work done. I like to give them as much runway and an easy path to, you know, from A to B as possible. So, again, getting aligned on your own personal goals and objectives and the organization's, and then making sure that we do our best to remove bureaucracy and unnecessary steps.
You know, in my interview with Jeffrey Hazlett, so he talked about, and we understand every company has, you know, protocol and you know, all types of checks and balances and process in place, but every once in a while he would say, corporate. Like, you know, whenever he's running into that block, like, oh, corporate.
Yeah. Yes, Jeffrey spent a little time in that environment for sure.
Now, you've spent many years on the marketing end, and you still are, of course. I recall receiving credit card offers, certainly once a week, maybe more than once a week from Capital One via direct mail. We know today it's a different environment. We know direct mail is not dead. I point out to people, I got a direct mail piece from Google. I mean, how do you like that? From Google. And I'm holding one here from, let's see, the ZipRecruiter. I mean, and you know, companies that are online, and PayPal. I see one on my desk from PayPal. So direct mail's not dead. But how, you know, how has it changed, and how would you recommend? And of course, it's tailored for every business. We understand there is no one-size-fits-all in terms of marketing, but just some general marketing tips in 2017.
Yeah, as you mentioned, direct mail is certainly not dead, and certainly Capital One still does some of that. We don't do nearly as much as we did in the past, of course, but we also have our mobile capabilities and our internet capabilities where, you know, where we can do a lot of marketing and where people can go out and learn more about our products and services. And then within our small business sector, we're also building out some relationship-based channels as well. We find that word of mouth is really important for small business owners for them to maybe get a sense of what products can help them out. And so we've put some folks into the field, and we also have a team of, my team is doing some partnerships. And so we're out in the market there also trying to do relationship-based channels.
Yeah, and of course, I'll give a shout-out to the C-Suite Network. You know, that was how we met.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. We've formed a partnership with those guys recently, and great organization, and we're glad to be a partner with them.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, in terms of a small business, you've talked about strategic alliances and relationships. Any tips on how a small business can facilitate strategic alliances?
Yeah, I like to think of strategic alliances as a win-win-win proposition. And what I mean by that is the customer base has to win first. It has to be something that when you and a partner work together, you create some sort of tool or product or service that the customer wouldn't get otherwise, or it adds value to an already existing set of products. Mm-hmm. So first the customer has to win, and then your partner has to win. I also, you know, something that we focus on here at Capital One is we have to make sure that our partners are winning in any of the partnerships that we enter. And then lastly, you yourself have to win. It has to be a value-added service for you, and it has to be, you know, it has to be succeeding for yourself. So again, I like to do the win-win-win. And when those things don't exist, you know, just, we're probably not as likely to enter into a partnership, because I just don't feel like if all three parties can't win, then it won't be as successful. I'd like to hybridize a Warren Buffett quote here and say that there's no such thing as a called strike in partnerships.
Wow, great line. A great line. I mean, they all have to clearly have something in it for them. Nothing wrong in saying that, but they all have to have some real stake in the game in order for it to see a positive result.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, from your experience in Capital One, do you see a difference in the way Gen X, you know, which of course are millennials, and now Gen Z approach banking and finance in general?
Yeah, it's funny. We've seen a recent survey lately that the millennials aren't as different as they as we all thought they were. Mm-hmm. As they move into their twenties, they look a whole lot like their predecessors in Generation X as well. So their need for their need for services is very similar to what their predecessors' needs were. The one area that has changed for all the generations, though, is the how technology has become a part of the way that we bank today. So we're definitely seeing just a dramatic shift in the way that the way that technology has innovated a lot of industries. Take, for example, Starbucks. You can go on the Starbucks mobile app and buy your coffee before you walk into the Starbucks store, so that you don't have to wait in line. Or, you know, Amazon's got the one-click shopping. So, you know, at banks, we're also doing a lot of that as well. We're also trying to give things like innovative services. Capital One has things like CreditWise, so that you can have a good sense for what your credit is, but just to interact with your money in a way that's as easy and as convenient as possible. Our banks, and certainly Capital One, is doing everything we can to make that as seamless as possible.
My guest this evening is none other than Greg Chalker, head of emerging channels at Capital One Small Business Card, which is also known as the Spark Business Card. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com, that is C-S-U-I-T-E www.cbsnetwork.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-suite executives like you.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. Of course, on the app, 77 WABC app, and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. Also, a reminder to the listening audience, all interviews, and we're actually approaching our 100th interview. It's coming up very soon. Wow, way back when. Well, we started mid-2015. Nearly 100 interviews, all C-level executives and business leaders, each representing so many different industries. All the interviews are available, some with a video as well, at WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. It's all available there. Well, my guest this evening is none other than Greg Chalker, head of emerging channels for Capital One Small Business Card, also known as the Spark Business Card. And we're really appreciative of taking of your very precious time. Thank you, Greg.
No, glad to do it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It's our treat. Now, perhaps you could share with the audience, what's the best way for going about, and again, this really helps any type of business and, small business no less. Any tips on lead gen as, lead generation, acquiring new accounts?
Yeah, for me, it starts with the marriage of a base of customers or a potential market for an idea. And then the product or service that fits that need. So again, you feel good that you've got a product that meets a need within a market, and you gain a really good understanding of what that market is. Then it comes down to good old fashioned marketing and selling into that market. So you've got a great product, and you know that you've got a customer need that you're filling. Then you talked earlier about some of the different ways that organizations can market, whether it be direct mail or relationship-based channels. We certainly do a lot of that and recommend that small business owners also just really understand that need in that market and then go and use those techniques as best they can to grow their business.
Now, you've successfully managed and led teams at Capital One, Honeywell. What would be your tip, your top tip or a couple of tips for leading a great team?
Yeah, I'd say this is sometimes easier said than done, but as a leader, I feel that my responsibility is to do two main things for my teams. The first is that I work with them to create a joint vision on our team's goals and what we're trying to do to support the broader organization. Then we work with each of us individually around how we as individuals are going to support those goals. So again, it's getting really solid on what our organization's goals are, what is our own particular team's goals, and then for the employees themselves and for each of us, how do we align to that set of goals? And then the second is, after we've gained alignment on that, I like to give the team, my team, as much runway as possible for them to go and succeed. I want them to bring all of their talents and diverse sets of skills to bear as we go about achieving both our organizational goals and everyone's personal goals.
It brings to mind one of the guests we had on the show was Will Young, a director of product at Zappos, and he talked about leading teams, putting them I don't know if he said he specifically set them aside, almost sequestered them in a room, but they had 1 week deadline projects. He said, okay, we're going to work on something, and just had them set aside, but he had it also timed within a fixed structure of, like, and we talked about earlier in the show, you know, time is the premium that everyone has only, you know, the exact same amount. And of course, we all face the same pressures on how to maximize every minute. So my question here is, you know, how important is it to us to tag a deadline to any given project for a team?
Yeah, he's a bit of a visionary. I don't know if he, when he went through that, he was aware of the agile methodology that's become you know, pretty powerful these days around how you develop software. But that's really a big part of what that methodology is all about, which is you set short-term deadlines rather than these long-term, you know, way too far out where there's too many things that can, you know, sort of change between what you thought and where you ended up. So yeah, setting it in bite-sized chunks, whether it's a couple of weeks or maybe even a week ahead or a month ahead, whatever works for your organization. But it's kind of those bite-sized chunks, and then you iterate your way to great solutions. Because as you know, and as he apparently knows, things change a lot from when you started a project to when you finished. And if you started 6 months ago and only delivered those things that were you know, that you thought were true at that time, you likely are not delivering the most powerful thing that you could deliver.
Yeah. Now, Greg, I mean, you have worked your way through the ranks and been promoted, you know, many times, certainly over the last 13 years and before that. Any other secrets for the journey as people go through life?
Yeah, I had a manager way back when I was an intern, when I was an undergrad, that he basically told me that when you're young in your career, you should seek out a diverse set of assignments to broaden your skill base. And now in that short conversation, we didn't cover all of these things, but what he really meant was that early on in your career, it's easier to move around and to seek some new things, and it's you're not maybe set in your ways as much as you can get later. But so I took that to heart when I started my career at Honeywell, and as we talked about earlier, I took on a variety of different assignments, but I purposefully sought new assignments that would stretch my skills and stretch my viewpoint, you know, on the world and on the world of business. And I think that served me really well later. Then later on, when I was looking to join Capital One, one of the things in the interview process that I found out about the company was the culture and how important within Capital One, the culture of learning and personal growth and professional growth was at Capital One. And so that got me really excited because, again, that was something that I felt like I had done a fair amount early in my career. So came to Capital One, and I've found that to be the case. As I mentioned earlier, I've, in the 13 years I've been here, I've worked in almost every segment of the business and almost every, you know, a lot of the different functions as well. And it's just a great culture that allows you to, I've just had so many wonderful experiences and been able to do so many different things that I would have never anticipated way back when I was in high school. It's a great company to work for from that standpoint.
Wow. And I also love the fact that you mentioned that you weren't afraid to you know, stick your head in and get involved in some challenging projects. You didn't run the other way like, I'm not going to take something on and then then it may fail and then boom, I'm going to, you know, be blamed. But rather, you know, don't be afraid of a challenge, you know, roll up your sleeves and good things happen.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I tend to seek assignments that give me that challenge. That gets me excited to come to work every day. And again, here at Capital One, I'm able to do that. Seek a lot of neat new challenges and try to learn and grow as I go.
Now, just as we approach the close, a couple of final questions. Any predictions on the banking industry? Today, any predictions?
Yeah, we talked about this a little earlier, but technology will continue to be at the center of banking, and we see that technology is going to disrupt the banking industry. Capital One, for example, to get ready for that is building some world-class design thinking and engineering teams to go and help facilitate that internally so that we can create a lot of better products and services for our customers. An example is that we talked about partnerships earlier, but recently we rolled out Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. It's a partnership with Capital One and other banks, but it's a person-to-person payment capability. And so it's you can start with your mobile app and go download that, and it allows you to send money between you and your friends that are also on the app. So just a great tool. We're going to see more and more of that in the future with banking, more and more tools like that that are just going to make banking easier.
Mm. Now, if I had to ask you this sentence, if you're able to finish it, 2017 is a big year for...
I would say Spark Business. We're excited about the remainder of 2017 and the future beyond that. But Capital One Spark Business has a lot of really really powerful things coming out in the future. And keep tabs on us and keep looking into come to our website and check out all the new services and features that we have and products we have available for our customers and things that are designed to help small business owners succeed.
Wow. Now, Greg, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on this edition of Mind Your Business. What final takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Oh, I would just thank you so much as well for having me, and thanks for being such a gracious host. I've thoroughly enjoyed the time together and would love to, talk with you guys more about it. But,
absolutely.
The final takeaway is just that there are lots of great tools and services out there that that small business owners can take advantage of. And certainly Capital One, the Spark Business and Spark Business IQ sites are great places to start there as well. So, we wish everyone the best in their journey and wish everyone a ton of success with their business growth.
Well, folks, in case you're just tuning in now, you missed a great hour, but no worries. By Tuesday, following the airing of this show, it will be up at wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com. Well, that wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. And tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.